Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
Cecilia Montano.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
800 Northwest 141 Avenue, Pembroke Pine, Florida, 33028, apartment 204.
Thank you. And how could I help you?
I had called because what had happened, you guys had had billed me for the Omega X. I only had did a one-time purchase in October, but you guys had, you know, opened it back up and took out again in my account. And but I called and you did settle it. The money went back on my account, but Saturday the package came in the mail.
Okay, well let me see. And that's when you were charged on February 18th?
I was charged February 18th, and I had called you guys and let you all knew about it, and I had never received it, but the package came Saturday.
Okay, well, let me see. Because I'm sure you would more than likely have to return it. Let me see here.
Well, if you do, you got to send me the stuff to return it for. I have them to come pick it back up because I didn't request it.
Okay, well, let me see. Bear with me a few quick moments. Okay, thank you for being patient. I'm still here. And I'm still here checking into that for you. Thank you for being patient. I'll be with you in just a few moments. Thank you for being patient. So when the package arrived, did you refuse it?
No, I wasn't even here. They just dropped it on my desk.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't even home. I didn't sign for it or nothing. When I came back and I looked, the good thing nobody hadn't taken it. It was at the door.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be right about it because I've been complaining. You guys had took the money out of my account. I didn't, you know, I didn't put in for no order. And I had been calling and you just put my payment back, you know. So just trying to let you all know, if you send your stuff to send it back or whatever, however y'all want to pick somebody to come pick it up, that's fine with me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, and I'm checking into that now. Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So you can write on the package refuse and put it in the mailbox.
The mailbox is like the post office is not down the street from my house. You can send them back to get it. When I was there, it was just on my door. You need to get a manager because it's really putting me out of the way. I did not ask for this. And it's really inconvenient me. I just wanted to do the right thing and let you all know that it is after all of that telling you all that I had not received it, it had not come, but you had taken the money out of my account. It showed up Saturday. So get a manager on the phone. I'm not going to go through all that.
Ma'am, I'll be more than happy to get you connected.
Thank you.
But I was just explaining, you do not have to pay any shipping or anything.
Yeah, but you're telling me to get in my car to take it to, I don't live down the
street. Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I was saying that you could put it in your mailbox.
No, it won't fit in my mailbox.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am, I understand. Thank you for being patient. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
All right.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. It's just taking a few moments, but I'll be getting you connected shortly. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
Listen,
I'm sorry
That. That's okay. Are you going to send somebody to come and pick the package up? Are you going to send them to pick it up?
Well, right now I'm getting you connected with the soup. It's just taking a few moments.
Now, I don't feel comfortable just rewrite and return, too, because what if they don't return it back, but then you guys had it, that it was, delivered here, you know?
Yes, ma'am, I understand completely.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, trying to do the right thing. And it won't fit in my mailbox. And instead of them waiting to sign or whatever for it, they left it at the door. That's why I said when I came, it was there.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm sorry it's taking so long to get you connected with that soup. But you can
keep...
You want
to take my number? Huh? Go ahead.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You can keep the package, and, of course, you will not be charged because you already have received the refund.
Yeah. Well, all right. I just wanted to let y'all guys know,
Yes, ma'am. Oh, and if you need to give us a call back, it is documented here what we spoke about today, but you can keep the product. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, I'm sorry. Sorry for being sounding like I'm not being mean or whatever. It's just aggravating. I didn't know what else to tell you to do.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I understand. I do thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.